lot of rum, you know, castle rum and Jimmy John. We got to let them go. So, so we only have the 2 hours. Now, the 2 hours and we ain't got no crutch. When I say crutch, roll up now to pull the hours in. So I tell him, well, fisherman just got their waist tied with rope. You see?
Yeah.
So all of us have waist tied with rope. Because that was the water coming out that time.
Okay.
So we loose off the rope and we put it in the crutch hole. In the rudder hole. And we put
is
it
that crutch hole the oarlock in?
Yeah.
Oarlock.
Yeah,
roll. When you put the oar in?
In here. Yeah.
Okay.
But you see, we never had none because them rent.
Yeah.
So we had to take the rope, put it in the hole, and tie the
oars. Tie the oars on, yeah.
But we pull and pull and pull until there was no more rope. Because when you pull it, you know, the. You know, they just come weak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It loses its.
They rub out all the time.
Stretch, yeah.
Yeah, they rub out. So I tell them, let me put my foot on the boat side and put the oar against it. So we do it until we reach station, you know. We reach station before they run about 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, what station is that? Did you reach?
Station Harbor.
Station. We went back to station.
No, we never come back, sink it. We had to go back to station. Because the current was coming down to station west. And the wind and the water was coming to station west. So we couldn't go against it. Yeah. We have to go with it.
I see.
Because if you go against it, you're bad. So we got to go with it. Have to get more speed.
Did you refit the boat then?
Yeah, we reached. We reached station about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, what a night.
Boy, this time station only had a few people. So I had to swim ashore and call the harbour master. So he asked me what I'm doing here, telling the boat sink. He said, what? So he took the phone and the toilet and he told the police them. So the police them came down, man. When morning clean, a lot of people come down here to help us out of the boat. So that was my first
adventure.
Your
first adventure. But who lost all the money on that shipment?
Well, everybody who asked us to buy rum for them, they lose. But when they were studying, they studying with life.
And you told them?
Yeah. They never argued because they know about it.
They never argued about that, huh?
Yeah. Sure, man. I had some nice days, man.
Did you have any good trips doing that?
Any good?
Good trips.
Yeah, man, how about me?
Tell me about a couple of those, or one of those.
Well, if I tell you one again, you wouldn't believe what happened to me.
Tell me.
Well, some boy asked me to go with them again, the smuggler. So when we went, 2 big men and me. By that time I grew up more, I was about 16 years at the time, or 17 years, and we went to station. Go buy some rum. Here what happened, when the 2 men start to quarrel and say, start to brood one another, no. One wrecked one because he buy rum for the fella enemy, and he don't want him to buy no rum for him. So there was quarreling coming over. That time we bought only about 12 feet long. Time was now that's a small boat. So we come in home to sink it, so they quarreled. So I started to drink rum then. And asked them to stop quarreling because we are sick. Because I done sink down already and I know how hard it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I never